This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Stan Sollers. All of a sudden, it's midterm of the fall semester here at Ball State, and joining us for his radio midterm exam is Ball State President Jeff Mearns. President Mearns, get your blue book and pencils ready, and welcome back.
Well, I'm ready to go, Stan. Good morning. It's good to be back with you.
Good to have you here. First, we'll begin with the oral part of the midterm. Question number one. What are the final enrollment figures for the fall term at Ball State, and how do they compare with previous years?
Well, total enrollment, both undergraduate and graduate, is just shy of 20,000 students. It's the largest since the pandemic. In fact, compared to just 2 years ago, we have 1,100 more students, total students, than we had just 2 years ago. And as you know, enrollment consists of a couple of different groups. New freshmen, the size of our freshman class this year was nearly 3,700. And so that's why I say for the second year in a row, our freshman enrollment is comparable to the pre-pandemic average. That pre-pandemic average was about 3,740. Over the last 2 years combined, we've averaged about 3,750. So freshman enrollment is good. That's also a very well-qualified group. The average high school GPA of our incoming freshmen was 3.56. That's the highest in a decade, maybe the highest ever. And another statistic I really like is more than 600 of our incoming freshmen applied for and were admitted into the Honors College, which is the largest freshman Honors College enrollment ever. And in fact, just a few years ago, that was about 300 or 350. Our freshman class, as I've told you before, is also very diverse. About 30% of them are first generation. More than 30% of them are students of color, which is the largest percentage ever. So great freshman enrollment in terms of quality, diversity, and headcount. Also, undergraduate retention is also back at pre-pandemic average. And then our graduate enrollment is the largest graduate enrollment in our university's history. So you put those all together, and that's what gets us up to about 20,000 students. So our enrollment is on a very positive trajectory.
So it sounds like not just the quantity of students, but the quality of students and their dedication to their studies are at high marks.
And students of color and diversity. So it's
yes.
The number, it's the academic preparation, and it's the diversity, first gen and students of color.
Well, that's a passing grade so far for you, so let's move on. There is an open public meeting about the Ball State strategic plan to be held next week at the Muncie Central High School. When does it happen, and what will it offer to those in attendance? I believe it's going to be in the cafeteria at Muncie Central.
That's correct. So we have embarked on a process to develop the next iteration of our long-term strategic plan, and there's a variety of ways in which people can provide input. A few weeks ago, we sent out a survey to students, to faculty and staff, to alumni and community members. We got more than 5,000 responses to that survey. And then we're having some forums, open forums on campus for our faculty and staff and one for our students. And as you said, next Wednesday on October 16th at 6 p.m. at Muncie Central High School, we're going to have an open forum for the community members. So hope everyone that's listening will come. It's an open invitation. We need the perspectives and input of our friends and neighbors because we want to be sure that our strategic plan, the next iteration of it, continues to reflect the interests and opportunities of the communities that we serve here in Muncie, Delaware County, and all across East Central Indiana.
Ball State is reaching out in a different way with tennis rackets this time. The university has again expanded its square footage with the recent purchase of the Muncie YMCA Tennis Center, this after decades of renting the facility for our Ball State men's and women's teams. One question up front, will the general public still be able to play tennis there?
The answer is, I don't know. So as you said, for decades, our men's and women's tennis teams have practiced and competed at the Northwest YMCA facility. They're preparing, as you know, the YMCA to open this new consolidated center on property adjacent to Muncie Central. So as a result of that process, the Y has decided to close that Northwest Center. We decided to purchase it in order to maintain the ability of our tennis players to practice and compete. So it's a win-win. It's a cost-effective solution for us. The purchase price, the $1.45 million that we'll pay to buy it, will help the YMCA fund the construction of their new facility. But more specifically to your question, we don't have the answer to that yet, because we would need to identify an external tennis facility operator to make it available to the community. We're working on the possibility of that, but I can't be sure that we'll be able to identify that solution at this point.
Is it correct that two more courts are going to be constructed?
That is the plan, that there's presently six courts. We're going to convert the other area where there are two basketball courts and convert that to two more tennis courts. So there'll be eight tennis courts. And then, of course, there'd be the possibility to use those tennis courts flexibly for pickleball, too.
Now, if I could get my backhand going for both sports, that would be breaking news. We do have some news that's of greater interest to the general public, as opposed to my backhand. Groundbreaking for the Performing Arts Center in the Village is coming up soon. Can you tell us about that, please?
That's actually, we've begun construction there. If you've driven by the corner of McKinley and University, you've seen a lot of construction equipment there. So we have connected the utilities. So the construction has begun for the Performing Arts Center, for the hotel, and for the Center of Innovation, which is also just south of the Alderdice Gates, just south of the Foundational Science Building. We will have a ceremonial groundbreaking for the Performing Arts Center and the hotel on Thursday, November 14th at 4:30 p.m. And you, Stan, and any of your listeners can join us for that very special event. As I say, that will be a ceremonial groundbreaking because the work has actually already begun.
Once again, the date and time for that ceremonial groundbreaking?
That is Thursday, November 14th at 4:30 p.m.
We'll be there. And I think, sir, you have passed your midterm.
It will be a relief for me and for my wife, Jennifer, to know that I've at least passed to the second half of the semester.
Well, I'll get you some sort of medal. All right. Well, President Jeff Mearns of Ball State, thanks very much for being with us again on the Ball State Update.
Great to be with you, Stan. Have a wonderful day and a great weekend.
You as well. For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers. Mm-hmm.